Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and my co-host, Robbie Surface.
What's going on, everybody?
How's the world treating you, Robbie? We missed a week.
Yeah, we had a vacation week.
Yes.
That what it was?
Yes, we did. It was a heck of a vacation. I had a good time. I relaxed. I played and toured a few of those distillers.
Oh, where'd we go?
Buffalo Trace, multiple times.
So you made that stop multiple times.
Well, they have an allocation that they give out every morning. So you go stand in line and get it until they are sold out. And it's special allocation stuff. So
okay.
We also went to Bullet Distillery, and we went to Angel's Envy. And we went into the Old Forester, but we didn't tour it. We just went into the Old Forester place.
Sounded like a good time.
It was. We had a good time, relaxed and waited for the archery to start later that week. So,
well, good.
And,
good.
The week before, I actually shot my 3D bow for the first time, too. So
I saw a picture, I believe.
Yeah. And it shake that thing out that B3 release, B3 sight, the UltraView scope. These are all new equipment for me. Mm-hmm. So I had to make sure it was all going to do a thing.
So is it ready for Columbus?
I'm not going to Columbus. I didn't bring my boat. So
I got one here at the house you could have picked up on your way by.
It's wet down there, but no.
So I've seen.
I'm definitely not going to Columbus because I spent that week doing that thing this week. So that's where it's been.
Yeah, kind of makes it tough to get out of there two weekends in a row.
Yeah, and then we're moving some stuff around at the shop and, having a good time. And I just get back into the routine of things. So,
right on, right on.
How's the shop?
Good, man. Just rolling along. Actually sold a couple of Target bows and
I hear you.
Carbon One and Ronin, Mission Hammer.
Isn't it weird?
Bunch of arrows. We've been rolling right along.
Isn't it weird how this is that weird season where you do nothing on one day and the next day you can't stop.
Yeah. You twiddle your thumbs trying to find something to do, stay busy,
And then the next minute you're like, oh my God,
Yeah.
We sold a tournament bow. I got rid of Iron Man today. So.
I still got one Iron Man. I need to find a home.
Yep. Got rid of Iron Man and a couple of other things we sold, this, that, and other. So it's been good. I mean, like you said, it's one of those, rolling, selling this, selling that, and ordering different things for different people that we didn't have the right color. You know how that is.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
But
I'm glad just to have somewhere to go and something to do. So
for sure. But we missed last week, so there was a whole bunch of people that shot and had a good time and did their thing. I actually was one of them. I was just super happy to get out and do. And then I knew that I was going to be gone all week in Kentucky, and I didn't really want to pack up everything and try to bring it with me, because it's
right.
Vacation. So I was like,
right.
I'm not doing that because
anything archery related stays at home
until it was time
until to, time to go to
exactly,
work. Yeah,
time
I mean,
to go to work.
Right.
So, who shot this past weekend?
Dude, there was this tournament that was in Banks County.
Uh huh.
Oh, it really wasn't a tournament. It was just more of a fun shoot.
Oh,
but there's this. They bring in dinosaurs and. Some North American animals
and some African animals.
They just put
giraffe.
On this big shindig of nothing but shooting arrows.
That's right.
The R100 this past weekend was going on, and everything that I've heard has been
positive.
Absolutely just great. We had one family from the shop here that went, and they absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Well, we had a good crowd that went on Sunday, because the shops open on Saturday. So we had a whole bunch of boys went down there on Sunday and shot and had a good time. And I called him. I said, well, how many, what was your numbers? And so he said it was 680, 600 something people, right at 700. Around 700 people shot the tournament this weekend. That was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and said the weather was the best weather they've had in several years. So that helped with that, right?
Yeah, that's great.
But, yeah, they had a good time, raised the most money they've raised. They said the barbecue guy sold out before 11:30, and he bought it. He said he brought enough to do 800 sandwiches, and he sold all his barbecue out before lunchtime, both days, or Saturday and Sunday, I guess.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, so, you know, that means they did their thing. There was this other little tournament, like I talked about, went to Kentucky, and the NFAA Indoor Nationals. So, and we had 32 archers from Georgia go up there and shoot that event.
Way to go, Georgia.
So, and then after it all shook out. Yeah, Alex Gilliam, he won one of those nice chrome bowls. That's what first place is. Teresa Wheatstruck in her class, she won one of those bowls. And, man, read that name because my darn eyeballs just went crazy. Margaret
Erickson.
Yep.
Bearbow Cub female
said first place with it. And then we had several others that were shooting pretty good. And, after they do that, they flight. I don't know if people don't understand what – excuse me. People don't understand what flight is. They take the top seven and put them in a flight, and then the next seven would be flight number two, mm-hmm. and the next so forth. And so we had several that made their first in flight. So old Brody Broadnax, he got first in his flight, and Matthew Smith and Ava Putnam and Sophie Amadeo. So they all did good. It was a good time. We had a good time and some personal best with the kids I took and the adults I took. And, you know, that kind of thing. So it was enjoyable. Drove back on Monday.
How long did it take you to get back?
It wasn't bad. It's 6.5-7 hours, something like that.
Not too bad.
It's downhill. we lallygagged.
Much better gas mileage on the way back than on the way up.
Yeah, we lallygagged all the way up because we went through Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and went through.
You and Mama?
Yeah, we went and saw the elk and all that good stuff. So, but
sounds like fun.
Yep, and that was two major events that were going on that started Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they were all weekend events. But we also had some folks shooting on Saturday.
Yeah, Coastal Empire over in Richmond Hill, they had about 50 shooters.
Yep,
and gave away a bow.
Yeah, the girls with bows had been having tickets. You could raffle tickets for the bow, and they gave that bow away. It was a nice hot pink bow. So
hot pink.
Yep.
One of my favorite colors.
Yep. And then Sweetwater and Douglasville, they shot, and I did not see any scores, but I heard there was a good turnout. You never know when scores go up. Yeah, it says I haven't seen any scores yet, so.
Yeah, well, there was some shooting on Sunday as well.
Yep.
Old Bullseye Archery in Jericho, they had a good turnout.
They did. Jeremy, helps run that with Life Outdoors. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but he said they had a good turnout as far as I didn't have exact numbers. And then North 40 in Cochran, they had a shoot. And I think that's their first shoot in a while. And they said they had a good turnout. And then, of course, R&D. Old Balaki.
Balaki Roggin.
Yep. And they had 55 shooters. So,
what day did they shoot? Sunday?
They shot on Sunday. Yep.
Yeah.
And so what people don't know, and I'm just going to put it out there, because once they set their targets, usually they're the week before an ASA event, and they leave their targets up, and you can actually pay and come shoot it during the week, if you're trying to get a practice in. There was this – I don't know if you saw the video that was shared from Benning, somebody that was wading in the water.
Yeah.
Paige had to take her shoes off and wade in the water. But she also posted a video that – from earlier, and that's where she was at. She was actually shooting over there at R&D practicing because the range wasn't open in down in Columbus yet. So
gotcha.
So she
I was wondering where she was because I figured it wasn't open yet.
No, so not where the water was. The water was down there, but the one before that, that's where she was at, is over there with Balaki and them. So so they've been doing that because Jazz went over there and shot the other, you know, the day he was off this week. So before he gets ready to go down there, and we got a whole, you know, there's a whole bunch of Georgians. We couldn't name how many Georgians are going to down there to shoot. I mean,
there's a lot of them.
So it's in the backyard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot.
I think we may ride over Saturday and watch the pro shoot down. At least we talked about it. I don't know if we still will.
I hear you. Well, I hope you have fun and, you know, laugh and giggle, take some pictures and post them up and Georgia Archery so we can see some Georgia Archers if you get a chance, you know.
Oh yeah, if we go, I certainly will.
Yep. But well, we all
who's
know,
shooting this weekend?
Well, that's it. Well, not really. The ASA Pro-Am over in Alabama. We call it Benning. It's not Benning anymore. It's Moore. It's
it's Benning.
It's Moore. That's a legal name. But it's Benning. It's always going to be
Benning.
Yep.
It'll always be Benning.
If you're not going, Saturday, Rocky Comfort Bow Hunters over in Louisville is having a shoot. So if you're not going.
Gives you an opportunity to go shoot somewhere that if you're not going to the ASA.
That's right. If you're not at the ASA, he's going to have a shoot. So that's what we got. And, you know, that's how we're doing. But, yeah. I don't know. That was pretty quick and easy. But
yeah, man, I like it that way. It's dinner time, baby. 8:15 on a Wednesday night. It is time to eat.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, you know, we've got this down to a pretty good science. As you can see, I'm at the house. The background changed a little bit. I didn't notice. Yeah, okay. I think it looks pretty good. And I'm not quite staring at the camera as much because I got stuff moved in a little different direction, but it works out pretty good. And the gigawatts is a whole lot better at the house.
That's what I was fixing to say. The gigawatts is a whole lot more gooder.
Yep. But where can people find us, or if they want to send us a message, Robbie?
On the Facebooks.
Yes, sir. You can find us on Facebook, social media.
Old Georgia Archery on the Facebooks.
That's right. You can find us on the Gram.
Just about every social media platform that there is. Yes, I don't know that there's a social media platform that we're not on.
We're on the X.
The Twitter.
We're on the Snappy Chats.
Mm-hmm. Which that's all you. I don't do no Snapchats.
I know. But I mean, I still push it out there because if I have to see something, I push it to it, you know. And then we're on Tiki Talk. So
Tiki Talk. And they can always send an email at GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
That's right. You can check out everything on the webpage at www.GeorgiaArchery.com. But you can listen to this podcast on any of your favorite podcast apps because it gets pushed out. This evening, actually, it gets pushed out from the time we record it till I go in and do a couple of little clicks and edits and push it out as fast as possible so that everybody can see. And two, if you are missing something on the calendar, shoot us a message, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, and tell us about it. You can always send us an email. We make sure we get it on the calendar so that we can talk about it. Everything that's happened in Georgia. I will say that if you're going to sign up for TAC, Friday.
Don't tell all the secrets.
The 22nd, it opens.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday the 22nd, it's full. I'm just going ahead and tell you, it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It is always filled up within a few hours. So if you're going to shoot a TAC event, you need to go do that and put it on.
We're
your
going.
Put it on your calendar. You going Saturday and Sunday? You just going Sunday?
Just Sunday.
I hear you.
Because we got the 4-H shoot on Saturday.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Rock Eagle.
Uh-huh, that little
outdoor gig.
Outdoor gig. And then Sunday, who all's going, Robert?
Myself, my bride, Josh Varnado, his wife Katie.
Cool.
Their two kids, Avery and Grayson. Buddy of mine, Nick and his wife are going.
That's awesome.
We've got a crew going. Jeremy's going. Dom is going. Mr. Allen's going. We got a crew going.
Oh, so you're gonna put your tee time in right behind each other then?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I guess. I've never gone to a tag event. I've never registered one.
All right. So here's the deal. Y'all get in there in a group text message and make sure that everybody puts in the same course at the same time.
Yeah.
So that y'all can shoot together, because mm-hmm. each individual has to do it that way. So
yeah, we're gonna do it as a group. Yep. I'm gonna try to register to the group. Josh is gonna register the group, and hopefully between the two of us, the group gets registered.
I got you. That's what I'm saying. You got to do it one or the other. So you know, because this would be the first time that I would do a TAC event if I was doing a TAC event. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I actually got three different air builds put together. I've got three airs of each build.
Trying to figure out what you want, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take all of them.
I got you. You're going to need them
all. 92, send it.
That's right. I tell you what, there's a warm-up event in the state of Georgia before that,
mm-hmm.
which is Mountain Archery Fest over in Rome, which is
– I don't know. Old Mr. Brandon Waddell.
That's right. And I don't know if you've read anything about it or anything like
Very
that.
Very little. All right, I did see it, though.
Okay. So they're doing, because I've been trying to launch it, push it, if they've put something, I try to push it to the Georgia Archery, just because it's in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, up in Rome. And they have a they have a unique thing. They actually have the world record course, and they have – made like the antlers for the buck that's on the record book, and they set it at the exact distance that it was shot at.
Wow.
So like the non-typical, the typical, mm-hmm. the whatever, and whatever distance it was shot at, or if it was 12 degrees downhill or whatever, and so that you sort of shoot at the same target.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty neat something. And so their registration is open now. So you can go to their website, Mountain Archery Fest, and sign up. And they have multiple days. It's Friday and Saturday. I don't think they have a Sunday at all.
Okay.
So it's a Friday-Saturday shoot. So might be something to look into if something wants to get a warm-up to go over to TAC. It's just one more thing. I got some friends who shot it last year, and they had a ball.
Yeah, so, I'm looking forward to it, man.
So. But, other than that, dude, it's always a pleasure to see you and talk to you. And
likewise.
Appreciate you helping me with all this and getting this thing going. So,
Glad to do it.
Whole lot better to have somebody to play off of. But until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.